Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
Hi, Niall. I wonder, could you bring up something on your show that's been annoying me for a while? I'm from Galway and live close to my elderly father. He is very independent and strong-willed, which is fantastic, but he's not great with technology. He has no interest and is still on the old block phone. I personally think that's the right, that's his right. And at times, I think he's better off not being plugged in like the rest of us chumps. Anyway, my issue is that I see he is increasingly having problems paying for things with cash. He went for a coffee and they only took card. He went to a football match and unbelievably, they wouldn't take his money. I feel like he's being pushed out of his own society. We seem to have lost respect for our elders and their way of living. I know that some older people are tech savvy, but technology disproportionately alienates the elderly and it is affecting their daily life. It should be, it should be an option to pay cash. He has used cash all his life and is now at a disadvantage. Can you talk about this? I would love to know what people think. That comes in from Paul. Well, that is the real question, isn't it? Have we put elderly people at a disadvantage? Is it fair? Is it unfair on the elderly? And are you familiar with this? Are there places now, everywhere you go, just not taking cash anymore? Catherine, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Catherine?
Oh, how are you, Niall? How are you doing?
Good, Catherine. I mean, is it fair?
No, it's not. Of course not. Absolutely not. I, as I said to the young man there, John, earlier, I mean, really, I don't know why. Why would I not leave the choice with somebody? You're absolutely being nearly bombarded into accepting this, shall we say, change. And let's face it, it's a hell of a change for some people. I've seen it myself in different places. Now, I checked on the small claims courts there a while ago, and they were saying that if a hotel or a restaurant, football match is a bit difficult, I can't get around that one, but a restaurant or a shop or anything, they must have a sign up saying, this is cashless, we do not deal with money. They should have a sign where people can see it visibly in front of them. Not that they get the shock when they go and pay and have to produce a card.
Yeah.
It should be there in front of them. It happened myself and a few friends. I won't name the hotel. It was just there in Christchurch. And when we went in, the bill came and the lady said it was, oh, no, she were cashless here. Well, so show me a sign. There's no sign here. We didn't see it.
Well,
no,
the law, well, hold on. The law clearly states if you're like going into a restaurant or a bar or whatever, if there is no sign up saying we only take card, you are quite entitled to, by law, pay cash. They must notify you.
I didn't accept that at all.
Yeah.
The lady was left looking at it. She went back and forth, have a word with the boss. I can have a word with the Ayatollah. This is not going to work.
Yeah.
No sign here, which we didn't see it.
You know, they must have a sign up. Or here's the thing as well. It's also called a contract. So if you sit down for dinner and you have your dinner and you ask for the bill and you say, I want to pay cash, they say, sorry, we won't take card. They can't do that.
No.
You've already taken part in the contract. It's called a contract. So they must accept your cash once they've allowed you to eat.
I find out even just go for coffee and sandwiches or anything, you might go something small even. Yeah. No matter where you go, they'll all ask you the same question. Is it card or cash?
But you know as well as I do, Catherine, the government are delighted because the more cards that go through society and the less cash, the more money in taxes for the government because you get rid of the black economy. So, I mean, they'll be delighted.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I know everyone wants it nice and handy and all the rest. I'm just getting back word, the big word here, Niall, is why take away the choice? Leave the choice there. If it's your choice to use your money, and people still do it, I've seen it a lot. Now, I know a lot of things are very handy. Sometimes it does work out to have a card, and it does work out very well. If you're doing stuff over the phone, that can work very well.
Yeah.
But I mean, technically, of course, legitimately, you know who you're speaking to. But no, I think the choice should be there. I don't see the reason why it shouldn't. And it's putting people, and let's put it this way, I don't know who the man is, the man in Galway, was it?
Yes.
That could put that man off going at all.
Of course, and I'm just looking at Age Action Ireland actually put out a statement there a while ago that over 50% of people aged between 65 and 74 have never been online. And over the age of 80, the number of people online is negligible.
Yeah.
So, and for all of those people, those older people who eventually, you know, sadly, they'll pass away at some point in the future.
Yeah.
And, you know, we probably will move to a cashless society. But for now, certainly, there should be an option. Let me go to Brian as well. Brian, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Brian?
Hi, Neil. Not too bad at all.
Good. Brian, you always use cash.
I do, yeah.
Fair play to you. There's very few people have cash these days.
Well, I don't have too much of it, like, but I mean, I do have some. But I mean, like that lady said there, like, I mean, it should be a choice whether you want to pay cash or card or whatever.
Right.
I mean,
Have people refused your cash? Have they refused your cash?
No, it hasn't happened yet. No, it hasn't. Well, I was on an aeroplane there. I was coming back and I asked for a tea and she gave me the tea and whatever. And I said, how much is it? And she says, it's €2.50 or something or whatever.
Yeah.
And I gave her €4. And she said, no.
Only take cards.
We only take cards.
There, yeah, both are Aer Lingus and Ryanair, I think, only take cards now.
Yeah, well, this was Aer Lingus. And she says, we only take cards. And they said, I don't have a card. And she said, it's all right, you can have it for free. Which was already at the bottom of the road, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she wasn't going to take it back off you, that's it. It's a good idea for anybody heading away on holidays. Pretend you don't have a card after you get your tea or your glass of whiskey. Yeah. But it is a problem for people, Brian, because, you know, some people genuinely, I mean, there are older people who just don't have a card or don't have a, you know, they don't know how to tap or to do any of that kind of stuff.
Well, you see, the thing is, like, I mean, if I have €50 in my pocket and we say go for a pint or a meal or whatever, I know exactly what I'm after spending. Mm. Whereas if I tap them with a card, I haven't got a clue how much I spent. Mm. You know what I mean? Your mum comes up and says to €30 and you tap it. You don't see the €30 gone out of your pocket. Whereas if you had a €50 note and you gave her the €50 note, she gave you 20 back. Well, you know you're after spending 20, 30 euros.
Yeah.
You know, you have, you know exactly what you're buying, what it costs and whatever. I mean, some of the young people haven't got a clue what anything costs. You know, because they're tapping and tapping and tapping. And I mean, computers can make mistakes. If you tap the card and the computer says it's €15 when it should have only been €5, you're gone away. You don't even know.
We are heading. I mean, I can hear Catherine is getting a bit of DIY done in her house in the background there. There's hammering and drilling and all sorts of things going on. She's probably paying him cash.
The house being renovated. I said this to Lady Jane there. They're renovating this house next door. I'm going to lolly here.
I wonder if they're paying them cash. Those days will be gone. You know, when your builder comes and you say, listen, I want you to build me a wall in the front garden. And he says, yeah, are you going through the books or is this cash? You say, I'll give you cash. That'll be €100 cheaper. So, do you know what I mean? Those days will be gone.
Absolutely.
Okay, we have to go to a break. By the way, just to mention as well, Norway, the European country, is the closest to going entirely cashless. Nearly the entire country, 98%, has a debit card. And the central bank says that only 3 to 5% of all transactions are carried out with physical cash.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, some of your texts coming in. Niall, how can we evade tax if it's card only? Come on, for God's sake. Let me go to Ian. Ian, you're on Ireland's classic hits radio. How you doing, Ian?
Hey, Niall,
yes, I'm sure the revenue commissioners will be delighted there's no cash in society. you believe separate card and cash, it's embarrassing for the older people.
Well, you can see it. What's happening now in Tesco is that if you're in a queue, and I've seen older people get to the top of the queue and they move down to machine and they say, oh, no, that's card only, and they move them back up. And then if the next person behind them has a card, they'll go all the way down the queue and say, card, any cards, any cards?
Mm-hmm.
And the people with cash or left, they're all moved to a side. It's very embarrassing. And they're doing nothing to facilitate cash. They've reduced it now in the place I go to. There's only, I think, one machine out of the 8 takes cash.
But that's because they feel it's better for security. I've noticed during COVID, a lot of places who switched to taking card never went back to cash because they probably noticed money wasn't going missing anymore because there is a staff trust issue with restaurants, cafes, whatever
that.
It is. You know what I mean?
I get that, but there's the human side to it too.
Of course. No, I'm agreeing with you.
A respectful way. Let's maybe have 2 cash ones over here, cash section, something like that. But to have people to come up to the top of the queue and be told, you stand over there now, and they're with their milk, and then the next 3 people are called ahead of them.
You're old school, you know. So you're kind of treated like a second class citizen because you're old school with your cash.
They are, and so at least there should be some. And unfortunately, in these places, they have now one kid normally running around trying to keep 8 to 10 tills going, and so someone can be there 4 or 5 minutes if they have cash even to get to a till.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree with you more. Let me go to Stephen. Stephen, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Stephen?
Yeah, how's it going?
Now, you work in AI, artificial intelligence, and you believe we're all doomed. You've 2 minutes to explain to me why.
Quickly, okay. Take, for example, you go book a flight this morning online, you'll see the carbon credit for the flight, okay?
Mm.
You get carbon credits per month, which are your yearly allowance. There's going to be a couple of pounds, whatever you say, at that point in time. when you start eating into your carbon credits, shit will get more expensive. So you go off and you want to get a fillet steak, that'd be more expensive than some of this vegan crap that's actually in shopping centres that's full of shit. You won't be able, even if you have the money.
I'm sure the vegans wouldn't agree with you, by the way, but man, yeah. So what you're suggesting is, and this I've heard this theory, that everybody will be given a particular carbon credit every year. Yeah. And once you go beyond that, then you will be restricted in what you can do and where you
can
go.
Unless you reach a certain foods, or in this case, in the COVID stuff, if you went over 2 kilometres, your bank card won't work. You look at your man Sunak, that guy in England, the Prime Minister. And he actually said the CBDCs are going to be programmable. Ask the question, why is it programmable? Not digital currency is fine, but why do you allow them to be programmable?
So in other words, I'll be able to have one holiday a year maybe to Spain, and if I try and have a second one, of course it'll know because I'm booking it with my card.
Or if you're a diabetic and you walk in to get your meds, you walk in to get a burger at McDonald's, people think this is crazy, but it's actually true. You go in to get your burger at McDonald's, you haven't taken your diabetes medicine, what do you want me to get your burger? You gotta get a salad. You think that's crazy, but it's Aurelian, it's going to happen. Look what happened.
By the way, don't get me wrong, I know there's some people would suggest that's a conspiracy theory, but I'm not going to rule out anything, because 4 or 5 years ago, I would have ruled out a lot of stuff, and it all happened during COVID for 2 years.
So why would you put the carbon credits on your flight? What's the reason for that?
Well,
so
you have an option. Isn't the whole idea of that you have an option to pay the extra to offset your carbon footprint? Isn't that what they say? Not that I would be paying it. Well, that's the whole idea, isn't it? That you can offset it. Yeah.
Money's come.
Well, look, everything is becoming digital, and you are right, Stephen. Eventually, you know, everything we do will be, I'm not suggesting monitored, but it'll certainly be there, you know, for anybody who wants to see it or wants to use it in some sort of sinister fashion.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. Keep texting. Oh, by the way, sorry, Stephen, before you go, are you gone? Is he gone? Anyway. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I'm asking about a cashless society and whether you believe that a cashless society is the good way to go. Some people think it's a good idea because the country will make more money. And in turn, then, I suppose we won't have to pay as much tax. But then you're fooling yourself if you think that's going to happen. Money, 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 money. I just love that sound. You're listening in your car now. It's popping from side to side, isn't it? Money! Like a bit of Money Jane, don't you? She's dancing away down there. John is on the way with the news. I'll be back after the break. And after the break, I will be talking about not only a cashless society, but I'll also be asking you, are psychics and mediums real? Money! Until then, have a good day. No, I'm not going. I'm joking.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.